and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast again this week, and we're going to pick things up here in John chapter 6. Let's back up here to verse 35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. And this is to that multitude that's followed him back up to Capernaum. He that cometh unto me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. And so we see this scripture that this dialogue here is capped with. He says, if you believe, you come to the Lord, you'll never hunger. You believe on him, you'll never thirst. But I said unto you, verse 36, that ye also have seen me and believe not. And so the fact is, you've seen my ministry, you've seen my working, you don't believe. All that the Father, here's a statement that the Lord makes, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. So there is that which the Father has given to the Son, that will come unto him, will hear the call of the Lord, as he said over in John chapter 5, And when they come, he won't cast them out. That's a promise of the Lord. Come to him, he won't cast out. Verse number 38, for I came down from heaven. John chapter 3, we've seen that as he spoke to Nicodemus. I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. I'm not a freelancer. I'm not on my own mission, but I'm on a mission sent that I've been sent on by the Father. Verse 39, and this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing. So there's been those that the Father has given. He won't lose a one, but should raise it up at the last day. And so the Lord says there, those that the Father has given, they will come. I won't lose a one of them, and I will bring them in the resurrection at that last day. Verse 40. This dialogue here is capped yet again with this general call, if you will, to sinners and specifics about the working of God and a people that he has chosen to save. The Lord tells that. He's explicit about it. He defines it and says that it's so. And the sovereignty, the grace of God, it so riles people and so disturbs people, but that should not be our reaction to the working of God and to the Lord telling us the truth about how great our sin and our depravity is. If the Lord had not purposed to save sinners, there would not be any sinner saved. But the Lord purposed to save sinners, and he has chosen a people that he would save. He has given those to his Son, and he tells us the truth about that in verses 36 through 39. But then in verses 35 and 40, he caps that with a general call to all. In verse number 35, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And the Lord says in verse 36, I'll read that, but I said unto you that ye as all have seen me, you also have seen me, and you believe not. You won't believe. Verse 40, and this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. Do you see the Son? Do you see him as your Savior? Do you believe on him as your Savior? Do you repent before God that you are a wicked sinner? And you see Jesus precious to the salvation of your soul. He says, and this is the will of him that sent me, verse 40, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him, that's in particular, I will raise him up at the last day. And so the Lord makes a promise, and he tells it there and gives that general call. Do you see the Son? Do you believe on him? Now, the grace and the sovereignty of God has been something that mankind has been got angry about and mad about and misunderstood. It's just that way. The Lord tells us some about it here. And here we have the Jews also doing the same. Verse 41, the Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. They were offended in him at one respect, saying that they keeping the law could save themselves. But he has told them, keeping the law isn't going to save you. You need me. That's one offense. The other offense is that he is the bread that's come down from heaven. He has, by telling that he is the Son of God, and this work of the Father sending him. They have, as it says in other passages, he's made himself equal with God because he said he is the Son of God. And that's an offense to him. And then his deity, that he's not only the Son of God, but that he is God himself, that offends them too. We see that manifested here in the next verse, verse 42. And they said, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know?" So wait a minute. Don't we know this guy? We know his folks. And of course, Joseph is not his father, is he? Joseph is his stepfather, if you will. Joseph is not the Lord's father, but God the Father is the Lord's father. Mary is indeed his mother. But Joseph had not been with Mary and had not known Mary until the Lord was delivered of her. That which was conceived in Mary was the Lord Jesus Christ by God, the Spirit of God. And they say, "Isn't this Jesus?" And we know who his folks are. "How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven?" They were offended at him. They were offended and him. It tells us in Matthew and in Mark in different places that they were offended at him. For one to stand up and say that this is the way it was with him, they were offended in him. We don't need to be offended in the Lord. We don't need to quarrel with his doctrine and his way and the mind of God. That's what the scripture does. It reveals to us the mind and the thinking and the way of God. We don't need to be found replying against God. We're the created. He's the creator. Who are we to quarrel with God about his way? What sinful man needs to do is to see, men, women, boys, and girls need to see themselves in the condition that they're in and their great need, their great sin, their great disobedience against a holy and righteous God, and they need to cry out for mercy unto him. You need God. I need God. We need him. We need his salvation. We need his Savior. We need his deliverance. And cry out to him for mercy and repent of our sins before God. Repent of your sins before God and trust in him. The Lord Jesus Christ answers them here in verse number 43. "Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, Murmur not amongst yourselves." Don't murmur. Don't quarrel with what I have told you. Don't quarrel with what I have presented to you. Don't seek your own wisdom and your own conceits. Listen to what he says. Verse 44 of John 6. "No man can come unto me except the Father which has sent me draw him." No man can come. And those that will come, the Lord says, I won't cast them out. But the Lord even gets stronger here with them, telling us the truth. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. How does the Lord draw? Let's see what he says here. "And I will raise him up, that one that is drawn by the Lord. I will raise him up at the last day. I will give him a part in that good resurrection." He says, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. That's what it is. That's what the Lord is talking to Nicodemus about. You must be born again. The Spirit of God moves like the wind moves. You can't see the Spirit of God, but you see the effect. We don't see the Spirit of God moving, but we see sinners saved by the Lord. How does the Lord draw? He draws with his Spirit. He draws with his Word. He makes a promise in the book of Isaiah that the Word of God will not return unto him void. That's the reason that Olmsted Baptist Church would have a broadcast such as this, to tell about salvation through Jesus Christ and to tell the Word of God, to sow the seed so that sinners would hear. And I beg of you, hear. Repent and believe the gospel. "No man can come unto me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." You need God. Verse number 45. "It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God." See, it's God that originates it. It wasn't mankind that approached God and said, "Lord, we got a problem with our sin, and we need some help here. Will you work something out?" Man didn't do that. But God purposed to do that. God purposed to make a way so that sinful men could be saved. So sinners, men, women, boys, and girls could be redeemed and have their sins forgiven and be brought to God. "They shall all be taught of God." Is the Lord teaching you? Have you maybe for the first time understood that you are a sinner, guilty and condemned before God. You've got no reply, no answer to offer up to God. You're guilty and right where you're at, and that you need the Savior, and that you see the Savior, and you repent and you believe. You trust in Him. Are you being taught by God? Are you quarreling with God and His Word? It is written in the prophets, verse 45, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Have you heard? Have you learned of the Father? Has He taught you? Has He showed you your sin? Showed you the truth about Jesus? Showed you your necessity of the Savior and the urgency of the condemnation of your sin upon you and your destination without Christ as Savior? Have you heard Him? Have you learned of the Father? Oh, I pray that you will. I pray that you will. I pray that He will. Verse number 46, not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God, he hath seen the Father. It is the Lord Jesus Christ that came as the representative of God. He's the representative of God for men before God. That's the Son of God. And He's the representative of men before God for men. That's Jesus Christ. That is Jesus Christ, one and the same. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God, he hath seen the Father. Has the Lord opened your eyes and opened your heart to see your sin and your need? Have you seen the working of God? Have you seen the providing of the Savior for the salvation of your soul? Let's back up in verse 45. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. It's just a fact. Have you been taught of the Lord? Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God. He hath seen the Father, and so those that are born of the Lord do see Him. Verse 47, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath, present tense, everlasting life. There are those that teach and preach that you can have salvation, you can have everlasting life, and lose it. That you can do something to thwart the salvation of the Lord, that you can cause yourself to be saved, you be saved, and then do something to cause yourself to not be saved. But the Lord says here, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Goes on in verse 48, I am that bread of life. Salvation is found in the Lord, and the only kind of life that the Lord has is everlasting and eternal life. And when He saves the soul is saved eternally. Eternally. The Word of God bears it out, and the salvation of the Lord is a one-time event. It's a one-time affair, and once that soul is saved, it is everlasting. It is eternal. It's the only kind of life that the Lord has, and may the Lord help us to see and hear and believe that truth. Well, see, their time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with His Word and His truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles, and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.